just 15 seconds off the race record of 2 hours, 28 minutes and 30 seconds was his time today. The existing record was 45 seconds. So he just squeezed in there to get that extra $500. Great race, team. What do you think?
Yeah, it was a great race considering the weather conditions.
Yep.
It wasn't weather conditions, meaning if it had been raining constantly the whole way, it's a little bit different than rain, sunshine, torrential rain, sunshine. It really would have thrown the runners out, I thought.
Definitely. Well, it was.
But they came through without no worries at all. So, and just now, I think we're going to cross down to Francis Park with Joe, actually.
Yeah, I believe Joe's got a guy down there, and can you hear us down there, Joe?
Yes, I certainly can, Sean and Dean. I've got with me Jeremy Horn, number two. He came in second overall. Jeremy Horn with a time of 2 hours, 30 minutes and 7 seconds. Jeremy, you've completed this race second. How do you feel?
First time at having a go at the marathon, and it was pretty hard, but feel all right at the moment. Yeah, a bit sore tomorrow, though.
We've asked everybody else what's been the most difficult section of the race, and I have to ask you the same question. What for you was the most difficult?
Probably just getting onto the Western Highway and running up towards the turn off to Prospect, or the turn off to Prospect Highway. That was the hardest bit. Yeah.
So up the big hill, and of course after that time you've covered many, many kilometres. So that one was definitely the hardest for you.
Yeah, it was. Mentally, it was probably the toughest, but because once we turned off and onto heading towards Blacktown, you could getting close to the finish, so you could sort of push yourself through there.
And you mentioned this was your first cities marathon, was it? The first cities marathon, is that right?
First cities and first marathon, too, first go.
You're joking, the first marathon that you've ever done?
Yeah, that's right.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've done a lot of half marathons and that, so it's just there, step up, I suppose, but.
So you must be pretty pleased with that effort then.
Yeah, I was hoping to go a little bit faster, but I mean, with the rain and that sort of slowed us down a bit, so that's close enough to what I wanted to do.
Do you think you'll be back next year?
Oh, I don't know. I doubt it. I doubt it very much. If I do another marathon, it's probably going to be somewhere a bit flatter.
A bit flatter. Okay, well, Jeremy, congratulations on that great result, and we wish you all the best for your future marathon career. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Well, there you go, Sean. You heard it from the second place runner there, Jeremy Horn. Jeremy Horn, again with a time of 2 hours, 30 minutes and 7 seconds there. Just 2 minutes outside of the time posted by Daniel Arbottomery, and of course Daniel Arbottomery broke the record by about 15 seconds, so Jeremy Horn was very much on the pace right throughout the whole marathon there.
Definitely, and I spoke with Richard Old, the race coordinator, about Jeremy's chances in this race. Now, Jeremy, as he said, didn't actually run a race, run a marathon prior to this event, but he has run quite a few half marathons, so he's a seasoned competitor. And it'd be a shame if we didn't see him back here next year. It'd be great to see him back for the year 2000. Okay, well, thanks for that, Joe, and we'll be crossing back down to you. Hopefully, if you can manage to get a hold of the leading lady, it'd be great. Karen, if you can grab a hold of her, and we can have a quick word with her and congratulate her on her fantastic win in the women's event today. And we'll be continuing with the highlights of the City's Marathon right through until 10 a.m. this morning. Okay, thanks for that, Joe, and we'll hopefully catch up with you soon. In the meantime, we'll be playing some more music here at Swire FM 99.9, the City's Marathon, here at Blacktown City Radio.
Whatever you want, whatever you need, Naked Market Town. More to do and more to see, Naked Market Town. Friendly service that leads the way, Naked Market Town. Make a world of difference to your day, Naked Market
heart from breaking if it's only for a very short time.
Swire FM 99.9, and here with the City's Marathon, and we're continuing the coverage. We're just about to wrap things up, actually, here at the studios, and I believe that they've finished up down there at Francis Park. There's all the runners are starting to make their way across the line, the ones which are still running the race, and as we've told you, Daniel Bottomry was the race winner in record time. Second place went to Jeremy Horn, and third place went to Paul Healy, the 21-year-old. And the ladies' race was won by Karen.
Karen is all we know so far.
Well, hopefully we'll get the...
We're still waiting for Steve to get back to us.
Yep, Steve will let us know about that one. And congratulations. It's $1,000 first prize, which is quite a good little purse.
It's not too bad, yeah.
Yeah, and Daniel also gets that bonus $500 for breaking the race record. Okay, well, we'll be continuing with the wrap-up of this broadcast in a few minutes' time. And until then, we'll be playing another song for you here at SWR FM 99.9.
Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Who is to blame in what country? Never can get to the one. Dealing in multiplication, and they still can't feed everyone. Oh no, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Oh no, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Oh, out in the street. Out in the street. Out in the daytime. Out in the night. Oh, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Oh, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Out in the street. Out in the street. Out in the playground. In the dark side of town. Oh, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Hey, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. Oh, Electric Avenue.
Rock it in the night.
Take it higher. Electric Avenue.
Rock it in Miami.
Swire FM 99.9, and we've reached the end of the broadcast here for the City's Marathon for one more year. It has been an overwhelming success for all involved. Thank you to Blacktown City Council, especially Richard Old, who was very helpful in making this event possible for us broadcast-wise, that is. But, it, of course, wouldn't have happened without the team of support we had throughout our station. Primarily technical help was from Ken Jones. He did most of the technical coordination with Peter Cunningham and Paul Matthews. They've done a fantastic job in bringing the sounds of Swire FM to the marathon public today. Also, Brian Jones, he was involved in them out in the field. And on the bike, we had Peter. And Chris Mulheron was actually riding that bike today. Richard Palmer and Richard Painter, they were helping us throughout the broadcast inside the studio. Knight Calm was doing all the panelling in the studio. Out in the field there, well, didn't they do a great job? Joe DiGiorgio and Steve Snell, as always, ever reliable and always doing a great job for the station.
And very wet now.
And very wet. They've just stormed in the studio. How are you going, guys? Looking so good.
Good.
Oh, dear. At any rate, it was myself, Sean Henry and Dean Johnson. We're very, very proud to be able to bring this to Blacktown City, and we're very much looking forward to next year. Thanks a lot, Dean.
No worries, mate.
And thank you to all the people who tuned in throughout the broadcast today. We hope you've enjoyed it. We'll see you next time, and don't forget to keep tuned to 99.9 FM, Blacktown's very own community radio, Swire FM.
dreaming, but I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. No sex, no drugs, no wine, no women, no fun, no sin, no you, no wonder it's dark. Everyone around me is a total stranger. Everyone avoids me like a cyclone ranger. Everyone. That's why I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so.
More testicles mean more iron. Swah.
Well, I wonder what it's like to be the rainmaker. I wonder what it's like to know that I made the rain. With little yellow tags on everyone, and you can come and see that when I'm done, when I'm done. I wonder what it's like to be a superhero. I wonder where I'd go if I could fly around downtown. Yeah. Planet, I get this funky high on the yellow sun. Boy, I bet my friends will all be stunned. Well, they're stunned. Just what I said. Well, I'd shout out an order. I think we're out of this, man. Get me some. Boy, don't make me wanna change my tone. Else would this all fall apart? Strange.
This is Swire FM 99.9. I'm Richard, and the marathon, which is finished, and it's, I believe, there's still runners running, but I wouldn't have a clue. Give us a call on 9676 3999.
Swire FM.
FM 99.9, Blacktown Community Radio.
Swire FM. υπάρχεις εσύ. Ίδιο πάθος, ίδιος δρόμος, για μια νύχτα κόλαση. Τώρα θέλεις να ξεφύγεις, ξέρεις ψέματα πως λες. Καίγεσαι και μου το κρύβεις, κι όταν στο θυμίζω κλαις. Παίζεις με τη φλόγα, εγώ στο πα, πως το τέλος θα καείς. Παίζεις με τη φλόγα, τι η ώρα, τώρα να με θυμηθείς. Παίζεις με τη φλόγα, εγώ στο πα, πως το τέλος θα καείς. Παίζεις με τη φλόγα, κι ήρθε η ώρα, τώρα να με θυμηθείς. Κι ήμουν μόνος και το είδε σοβαρά, ότι τέτοιες ευκαιρίες σου τυχαίνουν μια φορά. Τώρα θέλεις να ξεφύγεις και δικαιολογίες λες. Καίγεσαι και μου το κρύβεις, κι όταν στο θυμίζω κλαις.